The title of tonight's message is "You Can't Change Your Looks." Okay? Just let you react to that. It might be a rude awakening for some.
My mother lived about 5 hours from where we were when the event I'm speaking of took place in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. And I went to visit her, and we went out to a restaurant to eat supper. And while we were there, we saw some friends of hers, and a conversation began. And both of the ladies, my mother and one of the friends, knew a young lady that they were all, the ladies that were there, were acquainted with, and they knew her, and they knew her life and her living. And this young lady was not able to keep a job. Moving from one place to another, unstable in the matter of work. And about this condition, my mother's friend said, and I quote, "It's such a shame, and she's such a pretty girl." Her response illustrates the wrong priorities and the wrong values that so many people have about life. Now, this friend of my mother's, like my mother, was an elderly lady and a Christian, and likely knew better, but she so typically expressed or mis-expressed a view of life. Here's what I mean. If this young lady had been unattractive, would it be all right for her to be unstable in work? Because what the elderly lady said was, you know, it's a shame, and she's such a pretty girl. It's a shame she's unstable and can't keep a job, and she's pretty. What does her looks have to do with her not being able to keep a job? Is it okay for a homely person to lose jobs? Would we say it's not a shame if an unattractive person lost jobs? You see, and maybe somebody's thinking, well, she probably didn't mean that. No, she probably didn't. However, we need to stop and think about some of the things we say. Evangelist Bill Rice, he's now in heaven. He began the Bill Rice Ranch, a rather large Christian camp down in Murfreesboro, Tennessee area. And he wrote in the Sword of the Lord, oh, wow, many years ago, I was going to say, but let's try maybe 30 years ago, okay? That's more than many, okay? He wrote this sort of thing, and his advice to parents was to brag on your children about their conduct and character rather than about their looks. Cause them to get approval by good character and good conduct rather than how they look. Obviously, there's nothing wrong with a child being complimented if, you know, they, like for a girl, the hair went especially good, you know, to acknowledge it, or the fella, he's clean, you know, and so to acknowledge it. But that is not to be the focus of our lives. A person can't change their looks, but they can change their heart.
Yes, sir.
Now, Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23.
Yes.
Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life.
Yes.
The issues of life do not come out of how one looks. The issues of life do not come out of how an individual, excuse me here, I knocked some papers down. Better anchor them under that book. The issues of life do not come out of how one looks, your appearance. The issues of life don't even come out of what skills and abilities an individual have. The issues of life come out of the heart.
Yes.
Keep thy heart with all diligence. Guard it.
Yes, sir.
Develop it. So that when you meet the issues of life, you'll have the right response, the right reactions. In the book of Galatians, chapter 5, we see this referred to when the Apostle Paul, as he wrote to the Galatian Christians, he wrote about character issues, chapter 5, and we're going to look at, begin at verse 19. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, they're shown, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, more works of the flesh, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. In other words, he gave us quite a list of poor character and some of the products of poor character. And he says, in case I've missed anything, he says, and such like. Of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past. So he's repeating this to them, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Want to be sure about being saved? Check your character out. Verse 22 goes on then, and this is the passage, the reference I actually am focusing on. But in contrast to the works of the flesh, in contrast to poor character, he says, but the fruit of the Spirit, in other words, what the Holy Spirit produces in us, is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. These are good character traits that a person can have. These are the qualities that matter. These are the qualities that are going to produce actions that are beneficial to the individual and to others around them. You see, when it talks about the works of the flesh, it says adultery and fornication. And it talks about wrath and strife, actions produced by bad character. But the actions produced by good character are enumerated in verse 22 and 23. Qualities that matter. Let's go. Next is the book of Ephesians, and then the book of Philippians. I'm turning to Philippians chapter 4. We'll look at verse 8, where once again we see the Apostle Paul gives us a list of good quality character. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Well, he says, if there be. There's times when the word if carries with it the emphasis of since, okay? To us, if is always a question mark. But there's times when the word if, as I said, is actually making a statement more than it is a question. And if you look at the punctuation, then you realize that that would be the case here. And so, since there's virtue, since there's praise, think about these kind of things. You can't change your looks. Now, that doesn't mean you shouldn't comb your hair. I've seen some fellas that I don't think they own a comb. Okay? Now, you know, if you're wondering, is there anybody here that you think is that up? No, I'm thinking about some other places that I am, okay? And a place I work, individuals come in there. And sometimes I don't think they own a comb. They don't know what a comb is or a toothbrush, okay? You know, they actually, we need that TV commercial for Pepsodent, okay? Remember that commercial? I see Melinda shaking her head, and Ruth Ann is, yeah. You wonder where the yellow went when you brush your teeth with Pepsodent. Yeah. And whatever things are lovely, pure, think on these things. These are worthwhile. Second Peter, going more toward the back of the New Testament. We'll go past the book of Hebrews, and then we come to James. And following James is where Peter, we find Peter's two letters. We're looking at 2 Peter chapter 1. And I'm going to read verse 5. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith. So you establish the faith. You make sure you're in the faith. That's what he's talking about when he says, add to this, add to your faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, and again, charity. You'll see in these various lists, there are some things that are repeated. I don't think that's meaning that they're more important than the ones that aren't repeated. It's just showing to us that these are characteristics that ought to be true of our lives. And so here, Peter again, lists for us character traits. When people think of us, when people know of us, temperance, self-control, okay? Moderation. Is this what characterizes your life? Or is it that you go gung-ho for something? You're all in. And, you know, you give it 110%, and then it doesn't last because it's there's no moderation. You see, there's no self-control. Balance is an important thing. And so temperance is an important thing. To be excited about something, listen, this is an area that I have to work on. Because I can be one of them people that when he finds something to do or he finds something he likes, okay, man, he's into it 110%. And after a while, I get tired of it. And after a while, I give up, okay? And I'm off to some new venture to conquer. I remember when I started reading, I discovered Louis L'Amour books. Okay, Western novels. I liked them because they were distinctly clean compared to Zane Grey. Because once I discovered Western novels, I thought, whoa, everybody talks about Zane Grey. I ought to read him. I read him. Hey, man, you know, I stopped reading him. Now, if you like Zane Grey, more power to you. But I couldn't handle some of his illustrations. But Louis L'Amour didn't have that. I read every Louis L'Amour book there was. When I went to lawn sales, I'd look for Louis L'Amour books. I have had a whole section of Louis L'Amour books. Okay, then after a while I got tired of it. When I realized, look, we got the same plot. We got the good guys, the bad guys. All that changes is the town. The name of the, what is that? The mesa, okay? It was just a different mesa. Name, and so after a while I just gave up. Temperance, okay, that's what I'm illustrating. Temperance, balance, self-control, and patience. You know how I told you on Sunday morning, I told some individuals this, in the morning I prayed for patience. I was sitting in my chair having my devotions, and I prayed and I said, Lord, I'm 76 years old and I've still not conquered this thing about patience. I need patience. Will you allow me for the remaining years of my life to be patient, to learn patience? And remember, driving out here, Nick and I in my truck got a bad flat tire. Of course, did you ever see a good one? I got a flat tire. And that whole thing ended up, John Mark saved me on that one, okay? I've got another set of tires on my truck now. And it's jacked up in the back, you know? It goes different ways, you see. When I was young, you lowered the back end, okay? And then that looked sharp when the back end was lowered. And then it came along, the back end was jacked up, okay? And then, of course, everything went up. And remember there for a while when everything went up and it went and they hit a button and the whole thing did shake and rock, okay? Remember that when that was popular? And so the back tires are an inch bigger than the front tires. That's what I meant. But hey, they're tires. It rolls. And so now where was I going with that?
Patience.
Patience. Yeah, I prayed for patience and then I got a flat tire. And you know, the good thing now, Nick was along, okay, so you weren't going to see me have a hissy fit over it in front of somebody. You know, some Christians aren't smart enough to not do that. You say, well, I'm going to be what I am. Well, then you oughtn't to be that. I didn't lose it. I did not lose it about it. And if you're listening to me, you don't know how significant and important that was to me. I mean, inwardly, I didn't lose it. Not only did I not show outward wrong action, I didn't have inward wrong thoughts. And that's unusual. And then Brother Dale made a comment that actually I thought on a day or two later. he was sitting over there in that chair, and he said, you know, Pastor, he said, the thing I noticed, he said, you had that flat tire and the truck's down there along the road, and yet you just seem everything's okay, and you seem in control of everything. And yeah, you know, it didn't hit me when he was saying it like it did a day or two later. Wow, that's something for me. Okay, because usually I would not be able to focus on anything else but that problem. And so add to your faith patience. Now the thing I have to watch out for, the devil knows how I'm praising God for that. The devil knows how happy I am about how that was handled. And I just watch. Well, today I was working at the workbench in the garage. And I had some nuts and bolts. And there was this one bolt. No matter how I moved it, it was going to fall on the floor. That's not a big thing. But let me tell you something. You don't have to be impatient about big things. You can be impatient about little things. And about the third time I picked it up, the Lord reminded me. Huh? See, now the first time it dropped, I didn't get upset. Second time it dropped, I didn't get upset. But when I picked it up, he reminded me. Patience. And I actually thanked him for that whole little nut dropping, bolt dropping episode. Okay? You know, that doesn't seem like much. What is it? What is your Achilles heel?
Right. Yes,
what is your weak spot?
That's right.
It may not be patience. It may be something else. But what is it that tries you, tests you?
Yes, sir.
I'm just telling you, God works.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus.
God works. When we come later to prayer requests, I have a testimony to give of a fella who saw how God answers prayer. Okay? And just like I'm telling you now, God answers prayer regarding that matter of patience. But oh, I'm so leery, because the devil will want to do what he can to trip me up. And even though none of you, including my wife, may know of it, what's important is I'd know of it.
Yes, sir.
And the inner discouragement and defeat that I would feel. And then you soon get this thought coming to you, oh, what's the use? You know, oh, what's the use? The use is the fact that God wants us to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. And Jesus was not impatient. You think he was? Of course you know he wasn't. And that's how God wants us to be. Whatever our point of weakness is, God wants to change us in it. You see, you can't change how you look. I mean, you can't make something that's handsome like me and make it look any better. Okay? No, you can't change your looks, but the issues come out of the heart. You know, I tell Mrs. Hain every now and again, we'll see. You know, there's, you know, different men in commercials or TV programs, and there's sometimes they'll come on and I'll say to her, I say, something's not right with that guy. And she'll say, who do you mean? I'll say, that one there, and I'll describe him. She'll say, what do you mean? Something's not right with him. I said, his hair looks way too nice. I'm not going to spend the money on a wig, and I'm not going for plugs. It's got to hurt. But I can change my heart.
Yes, sir.
I can change my heart. You know, it's a bit this hair business, okay? Now, I just thought of something that is worthy of sharing. Today, when I was going to Aldi's to pick up, well, I was going to say food, of course, what do you go to Aldi's for? Well, they have some other stuff. But anyway, I was going to Aldi's. And when I'm going up this one street, lo and behold, here are these four people on bicycles. And I looked, and I thought, I wonder if that's Maury's. And about that time, Luke saw me, and I saw that he, you know, thought it was us or recognized, and he must have said something, because in my rearview mirror, I saw Dale's hand go up, and it was them. And so Luke said, well, I looked over there, it was a car like his, and there was a bald-headed guy in there, so it must have been Pastor. Now, I don't know if you heard me tell your mother, Luke, if you had seen me going yesterday, I'd have been in my truck and you'd have recognized the truck, but you'd have looked and you wouldn't have recognized me, okay? Because you wouldn't have seen my bald head. No, I wasn't wearing a wig, I was wearing my do-rag, okay? The skin doctor told me I'm supposed to wear a ball cap, okay? Keep the hot sun off my head. And you say, you got sun in the truck? No, but you put that do-rag on there, and you, after a while, you don't realize you have it. And that's actually a hangover from my days when I liked to ride motorcycle, okay? But that's a whole other story, okay? So we won't go there. Where are we at here now? We just finished 2 Peter chapter 1. And now we're going to go to Proverbs chapter 27. You say, what does all that have to do? I've told you before, usually that stuff doesn't have anything to do with the message. That's all extra. Though, you know, I usually say we're not going to take another offering for it, but tonight maybe we'll do that. Maybe we'll take an offering for that. And that's got to be worth something. Proverbs chapter 27. We're looking at the matter of character. Can't change our looks, but we can change our inner man. We can change our character. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 19. As in water, face answereth to face. Water, clear, okay? It can be like a mirror, and you look in water and you can see your reflection. And so face answers to face. Here it is. So the heart of man to man. The heart of man reveals man. Just like a mirror, just like a still pond of water could give a reflection of the face, so the heart gives a reflection of the man and what's inside of us. Seek those qualities. Instability, pride, lying, hypocriticalness, fraudulence, unjust, stiff-necked, hostile, foolish, poor character traits. Poor character traits. They only produce problems in a person's life. Foolishness never produces anything of value. It's always, it only produces problems. You listen and notice how frequently the evaluation of a person involves their appearance. Take note to that. Hopefully, since I preach this, you will note that. As you hear somebody make a statement similar to what I began with, maybe you'll catch yourself doing it. Of course, to keep oneself well-groomed, clean, attractive, presentable is not wrong. Let me make that clear. Okay? That's not wrong. And that's a matter of fact, that's a good thing to do. But how many quality people of good character are overlooked because of not meeting another person's appearance expectation? What they think an individual ought to look like. What they anticipate a person looking like. Let me close as I think of an individual that I've known who illustrates this. A brilliant person, brilliant mind, has a definite sense of discernment. And this individual has good biblical insight. But the individual's personal appearance, their physical appearance, has caused them to be passed over for attention by most people, has caused them to be passed over when it came to a task that needed to be performed. And yet I know that this individual would have been excellent for that job. But because the individual didn't look like everybody would have expected someone to look like, they got passed over. Don't make that mistake. Don't judge people by how they look. Look at their heart. Father in heaven, thank you today for the Lord Jesus Christ and his love. Thank you for the great grace that you've given to us.
Yes.
And the character they have, the qualities they have, and not just how they appear to us. Lord, if you help us to achieve this, you will help us to go a long way in conforming our heart to the image of Jesus Christ, in whose name I pray. Amen.
Amen.